Please remain standing for the reading of the story of the coming of the Magi to Jesus from Matthew 2, 1 through 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all of Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, Herod inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet," when he said, "And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. They worshipped him. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been born in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Well, a little while back, it was said that you could see the aurora, and I started on social media seeing pictures of people kind of in the central northern parts of the United States, north of here, with pictures of the aurora. And I started hearing word, oh, you can see it in Houston, too. And I thought, well, yeah, right. There's so much light from the city that it's so hard to see anything in the night sky. But I looked. I followed the reporting, and I looked with the telescope we set up on our back patio. I downloaded an app on my phone that was made to capture pictures of the night sky. I thought, I'm going to be like Ben Wyman and take a beautiful picture. It turned out gray. I think one was yellow. It was all the lights of the city that had been drawn into my camera lens. I couldn't see an aurora. But it's funny like that, city folk, how we're guided more by streetlights and our GPSs than we are by the night sky. But it wouldn't have been so during the time of the birth of Jesus. There were no street lamps, only candles burning in homes at night. There were no flashlights or cell phones or GPSs. People had to rely on directional coordinates or the stars in order to be oriented. And so you better believe that people paid attention to what was going on in the night sky. They would have known if something was out of the ordinary or different. We encounter three magi. History calls them kings, but they were probably astronomers. They were very wise, learned people. But they were studying the movement of the stars. And for them, stars and the confluence of things in the sky had meaning. And so they recognized that something was different. When I was at Texas A&M, I was a student of Professor Rick Larson in the School of Business, who did a study on the Star of Bethlehem. You can find his information online, the Bethlehem Star. Just Google Rick Larson, Bethlehem Star, and you'll see his whole body of research, but he was able to look at using the mathematics of the movement of the stars and some software available, has his own kind of theory about what happened and what the wise men might have seen that led them to find Jesus when Regulus, the king star, and Jupiter, the king planet, aligned not once, not twice, but three times at the foot of the constellation Leo, the lion of Judah. And then underneath, during the sun was crowning Virgo, which had a new moon at her feet. Pretty fascinating stuff, right? And so you begin to think about this, that God had orchestrated the birth of his son before the creation of the world and set his plan into motion as the stars were breathed into being. Doesn't that humble you to think about? And there were people paying attention, watching for signs that something was different. And when these wise ones saw these signs in the stars over a period probably of years, a couple of years, they left. Now, tradition says that, well, there were three kings who traveled together on a road from the east and ended up in Jerusalem. But the text is actually a little more obscure than that. It says that a star appeared and wise persons from the east began showing up in Jerusalem and inquiring. We don't know if these three were traveling together. We don't even know if they were three. There were three gifts mentioned, but not three journeyers. There could have been 12, for all we know, who just started showing up, asking around in Jerusalem. Do you think this would have gotten the attention of the whole city? Do you think this would have risen all the way up to the place where Herod lived in his palace? You bet it would have. You see, people who pay attention get the attention of other people and shake them into attentiveness. Well, Herod certainly was jarred by news of the birth of another king that wasn't in his palace, one that was to be born king of the Jews. Wait, that was Herod's title. And so Herod, not knowing the things that even the wise ones knew, got together all of his learned people and said, "Tell me, what do you know about the birth of a king?" And so they searched the old dusty scrolls and said, "Well, Micah prophesied that a king would be born in Bethlehem." And so Herod sent the wise men there. He thought, "Well, I could save some money and time. I'll just have them do my bidding and report back to me. And then, you know, I'll go and eliminate this threat." So he sent them to Bethlehem, and the star led them to the place where Jesus was. Most likely, Mary and Joseph were living in a home in Bethlehem at that time. It wasn't Christmas night when Jesus was born. He may have been 18 months or 2 years old even at the time the Magi arrived. They were looking for something beyond what they knew, and when they found it, they left everything, bearing priceless gifts, and pursued that which they were searching for. They didn't worship the God of Israel. They didn't know this king. And yet, something within them was captivated by this epiphany, this manifestation that they saw in the sky. And they devoted their whole lives to following it. Friends, we have to remember in this story that the star was not the true light. The true light was Jesus. But the star pointed brightly to the true light that had come into the world. And what's interesting in this story is that after these magi presented their gifts to the Christ child, they left, and the star is mentioned no more. They didn't need it, for they became the star that pointed others to the birth of this new king, the true light that had come into the world. Well, friends, whether you're living in a city or in the country, whether you could see the aurora when it came or not, we do not have to look to the stars to know the true light, do we? We know and believe that God sent his son Jesus into the world to live in order to show us the way, to die in order to free us from our sin, and to rise again, defeating the power of death that reigned over all of humanity beforehand. We are to be as stars pointing others to the true light. But we can't mistake the gifts that God has given us for Jesus. The gifts are only as a star pointing others to the light, the true light that has come into the world. And so what is the precious gift that you could give this king? Your time, your resources, your spiritual gifts. You know, even this property, this building is a gift offered for God's use to point people beyond the physical assets to the true light that has come into the world. Can we offer this property, this place, as an act of worship for God's use to bring others to the light? My prayer for all of us on this Epiphany Sunday is that God would guide us to that perfect light in community, that God would use each of us to move collectively toward Jesus, and that we together would get the attention of those in the city who do not yet know Jesus, so that we can point them to the one true light as well. Jesus has given us quite a mission, church, and I'm excited to see where God will lead us in the year ahead. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.